Proclamation number 3702, dated the March 2nd, 1946. Transmission of truth from the realm of light. The light shines from above. The light can never come from below. It can only ever shine into the abyss, and darkness can never be transmitted to earth from the regions above. It can only ever come from the abyss, from the realm of darkness which, in contrast to the realm of light, only harbors dark beings to whom the light has to be sent first. But neither happiness nor bliss will ever be found in darkness, whereas everything in the realm of light is blissfully active, and this activity concerns itself solely with the spreading of light. Light, however, is truth. Light is the recognition of the eternal deity, the knowledge of his will, of his work. Furthermore, light is the knowledge of the correlation between all visible things, of the relationship between the creations with their creator. Light is the knowledge of the meaning and purpose of God's work, the knowledge of the task and goal of all spiritual beings. Light is the recognition of the eternal truth from God. And this knowledge can only be sent from above to the beings on earth as well as to the fallen spirits in the beyond, from the kingdom that is governed by God, where everything is inspired by love and permeated by God's strength. Here is the origin of truth, of right knowledge, and not in the abyss where, due to lack of strength and light, the spreading of truth is impossible, where the spiritual being's strength only consists of scattering error and lies, because this strength emanates from the prince of lies who wants to replace the truth and therefore God. But where truth is taught, it also had to be received from above. It had to originate from the kingdom which is full of light and strength. The recipient of truth has to aspire to ascend. His thoughts need to be directed towards God, thus towards good. His will and his actions have to show justice, and the right relationship with God has to be established through heartfelt, humble prayer. Then light will flow down from the kingdom of light. Because every person's good will is seized and used for the human being's spiritual progress by the beings whose sole activity consists of releasing the bound spirits, the ignorant, and thus those who live in darkness, and this can only happen through the transmission of light, of pure truth from above. Such will is never ignored, but neither can a human being be guided into truth against his will. Due to most people's God-opposing will, earth is engulfed in deepest darkness. And yet, lights are flashing everywhere because the beings of light are actively fighting darkness everywhere. Every human heart that sends its questions into eternity with a desire for light, for clarification about God, about meaning and purpose of earthly life, is, by its thoughts, making itself receptive to these beings who can give him complete illumination, who also instantly ignite a tiny light in him, who guide his thoughts into the right direction, who try to influence him into communicating increasingly more with the spiritual kingdom. And thus rays of light are shining everywhere into the spiritual darkness covering the earth, because God, the eternal light, is always willing to transmit it into every heart ready to receive it. Hence it follows that God will also always take care of the distribution of pure truth, because it is his aim to fully enlighten every spiritual essence, to completely dispel the darkness and to carry the light into the realm of darkness in order to bring about a change in the spirits there too, so that they, too, will be able to reach the state of bliss one day, which necessitates pure truth, the light from heaven, which disperses all darkness. The light shines from above, and only truth can come from above. And thus the human being inevitably has to strive to ascend in order to receive light in abundance. For although the light shines down to earth, it can only touch people who lift their willing hearts to God and, by living their lives in accordance with God's will, shape themselves into a vessel for the reception of His light, the pure truth. Then, however, the eternal truth will be working there Himself. It will distribute truth without end. It will permeate the human heart with its light and drive out all spiritual darkness. Amen.